Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Blow a trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly. One can see why this reading from Joel chapter 2 is the appointed Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday. National and individual fasts were part of the piety of the Old Testament church. Penitential days and seasons have also been a part of the New Testament church's liturgical practice since the days of the apostles. In the Small Catechism, Martin Luther teaches us, fasting and bodily preparation are indeed a fine external discipline for those preparing to receive the sacrament. Many contemporary Lutherans, however, act as if Luther had written, fasting and bodily preparation are in fact a worthless and irrelevant external discipline. Nevertheless, Lutheran churches continue to celebrate the great 40 days of Lent. We may neither fast, we may not have the imposition of ashes, but we do call a sacred assembly, though it might more aptly be called an ash-free Wednesday and a fast-free Lent. So on Ash Wednesday, we will not blow a trumpet, but we will ring the church bell in Zion, declare a fast or optional fast, and call a sacred assembly. And every year, this text from Joel is read. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Blow a trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly. But today, Monday, January 22nd, is not Ash Wednesday, nor are we in Lent. We are not even in pre-Lent. Rather, we are still in the season of Epiphany, which is a time of feasting, for the Lord is being manifested among us. And when the bridegroom is present, it is a time to feast. Thus, the Epiphany season, along with every Sunday of the church year, are never fast days. Fasting is not part of our piety during Epiphany, but daily contrition and repentance is. What does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Well, it doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian or how good you're getting at it. There are still those days when we get up in the morning and act as if the old Adam is taking a day off. Sometimes we can go for days at a time and act as if he's taking a well-deserved vacation down in Puerto Vallarta, sitting in the sun, swimming at the beach. Well, the only part of this that is believable is what Luther said, that he is a very good swimmer. So today we have gathered in sacred assembly to hear the Lord declare, even now, return to me with all your heart. Rend your heart, not your garments. Lest we are also tempted to underestimate the difficulty of returning with all our heart and the difficulty of rending our hearts, the prophet Jeremiah reminds us, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Drowning the old Adam, rending our hearts, violent language. Rending or ripping the heart is not to be compared to delicate laparoscopic surgery. It's more like good old-fashioned open-heart surgery. Evasive, bloody, and painful. And no one goes through that once, let alone every day, unless your life depends upon it. Joel tells us, the day of the Lord is great, it is dreadful. Who can endure it? Well, truth is, no one can endure it. No one but God. No one but his beloved Son. He kept the fast. He wept. he mourned. His heart was broken for us, and that's why we pray, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, help us, good Lord. So even now, we rip apart both our garments and our hearts. Even now, we keep the external liturgy and ceremonials. We also rend our heart in repentance, not in order to feel better about ourselves, not in order to get on God's good side, but because even now, the Lord our God is gracious and compassionate. Create in me a clean heart, O God.